The Lindy's Football Report. This is the Lindy's Football Report with Graham Dunn, Michael Butler, and Lynn Scarborough. College football in depth and complete in 30 minutes. The Lindy's Football Report is brought to you by U.S. Farm-Raised Catfish and Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Inside handoff, Edwards, and he's got some room to the 30, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50. Can he outrun the Buckeyes? To the 30, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, yeah, Donovan Edwards.
Oh, my goodness.
Rattler all alone. Wide receiver screen, thrown out. Juice Wells.
He
Juice
did it.
Wells.
He did it.
It's on the 35-yard line. And Carolina's got the first down with 104 remaining in the ballgame. Are you kidding me? Boom!
You know a good lawyer, can you just rip the hell out of my arm right here?
I'll buy you another sweatshirt.
Oh, gosh.
Screen. Oh, almost intercepted. It is intercepted. And Johnny Harris tips it to himself, takes it into the end zone for a touchdown. USC! A
lot of excitement as we continue to thin out the herd. Thank you, Aggies. That's as in Texas A&M, no pun intended. South Carolina has done it 2 weeks in a row, and did anyone see Michigan doing what they did? The USC Trojans have survived a couple of tough opponents to stay in the hunt as we enter championship week, thanks to the Gamecock Radio Network, the Michigan Radio Network, the Trojans Radio Network for the calls of last week's victories. Another week of close calls with a couple of upsets. Where are we now?
The show is Survivor, right? You're trying to be the last one on the island?
Yes.
Yeah, this is the last four. And it's not so easy if you're a contender to survive. What? Clemson? I think they can attest to that. LSU had a chance. Not anymore. Done. Who's going to be left when it's all said and done?
I can't use the Donald Trump. You're fired. I can't do that
we
anymore.
We can take there, too. Yeah, that's
okay,
another
just
one.
Just wanted to check.
What was that? The Apprentice, yes.
Yes, of course. Well, what did this week's college football playoff poll tell us? With Clemson out of contention, the finalists look like the top four teams in Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and now at number four, USC. Behind them are Ohio State and a two-loss Alabama team that was all but given up for dead, at least in the realm of the playoffs. Most believe the Crimson Tide's chances are dead, and if TCU and USC both lose, the Horned Frogs would stay in the top four, while Ohio State might move into the semifinals. The other debate was whether or not Michigan might leapfrog Georgia for the number one spot. The Bulldogs stayed at the top, but the question is there, is Michigan the top team in the country right now?
I don't know.
Wow.
It's hard to say. They might be. This is almost a repeat of last year, right?
Yep.
Same basic scenario, and they played last year. That was last year. We know what happened. Same teams, different teams, though, this year. Have they narrowed the gap? Because it wasn't very close last year, the SEC's Georgia Bulldogs winning it all. And they could be the top two teams meet again, another chance for the Wolverines to redeem themselves. About these other teams in the mix, 3 and 4, I think, need to win. TCU, of course, USC. If they don't, Ohio State, with that ranking, that was the most important thing that came out of the playoff release, is that they're ahead of Alabama at 5th. And one falls, maybe they move in. Both fall, maybe both move in.
There are many, though, that have said Alabama, no way, because of the two losses. We've never had a two-loss team get into the playoff, but we had never had a team not win a conference championship and get in, and guess who that was the first team to do that in Alabama.
So we'll it's a chance. TCU, some believe, even if they lose, will still only fall to 4th, but I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, I guess it'll depend on how the game goes this weekend. There was plenty of coaching news this week, with several positions being filled and a few opening up. In somewhat of a surprise, David Shaw stepped down at Stanford, 12 seasons of coaching there. A couple of big names took positions of note, with Matt Rhule taking the job at Nebraska. Luke Fickell left Cincinnati to become the head coach at Wisconsin. And Brett Key had an interim tag removed to become Georgia Tech's new coach. And many watched as the soap opera unfolded over the weekend, where the eyes were on Lane Kiffin and whether or not he would leave Ole Miss for Auburn. He did not, getting a nice raise in Oxford. That led to Hugh Freeze taking the reins for his second stint in the Southeastern Conference. This after he spent 7 years at Ole Miss before being fired due to illicit behavior as part of an NCAA recruiting violation. But Auburn officials seem happy with their new coach. So says Brian Stultz of AuburnSports.com.
Cohen said that Hugh Freeze was on top of the list for as long as it's been going on. Whether that's true or not, we don't know. But, you know, it seems like it's always been Kiffin and Hugh as 1A and 1B. And, you know, when Kiffin turned him down, or if he even turned him down, they went for Freeze. And, you know, I think Hugh is a better fit for Auburn. I think he's a better coach. I think he is exactly what Auburn needs. Of course, you know, I'm good friends with him, so this might come across as bias, but I'm saying this objectively. I think he's the right fit.
We heard the press conference earlier in the week. I think Hugh Freeze said all the right things. Now it's a matter of he's got to prove his worth by winning some football games.
That's always going to be the thing that, you know, keeps him around. Can he win? And he's won. It's been 6 years since he's been in the SEC at Ole Miss, and he went out on a bad note, the NCAA investigation and the probation that followed. But it's been that time to redeem himself at Liberty and now back in this conference where it's tough to win. One thing that I think helped in him getting this job is the fact that he did have some success against Alabama, Auburn's biggest rival, and Nick Saban beating him back-to-back years during that stretch. If he wins, it's a divided fan base right now, but they'll all come together with W's.
It won't take long either on that last Saturday in November, usually. Well, TCU is a step away from its first berth in the college football playoff. But to get there, the Horned Frogs probably have to win their first Big 12 championship game this weekend against Kansas State. TCU is one of three undefeated teams in the country and already has a win over the Wildcats. That came back on October 22nd, a 10-point win at home. According to Kansas State coach Chris Klieman, a lot has changed in a month.
They're better. I mean, I hope we're better for going through the games that we have. You know, after, you know, even though we suffered one loss after that, we had some really good road wins that are in tough places to win. And so I think our guys gained some confidence there. But I know they're better. You know, they've had tough games. It's not like, you know, you take this last week where they got after Iowa State, exception of that, they had hard fought wins. And when you have those games, it makes you better because you got to find ways when maybe it's not going right all the time, whether it was them playing Texas Tech to playing Baylor to playing Texas. I mean, it's coming down West Virginia. All those were battles, and same with us. And just finding a way to win, it makes you better, makes your guys feel more confident when the game gets in the fourth quarter that you have a chance to win.
I agree with Klieman. It makes you battle-tested, but this is the biggest battle yet. You lose, you may not be playing in the playoff.
In this last game they played, a 21-point second half, unanswered points after being down in that game to K-State. And you remember that game, K-State lost its quarterback in Adrian Martinez, and Will Howard stepped in. Will Howard has played great down the stretch. That could be the difference in this one. If TCU does win, it is no doubt the biggest surprise we've had in the playoff, because they came out of nowhere.
And it remains to be seen, if they do lose, would they stay? You've given your opinion. I'm not sure they do.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think that's a guarantee. You know, and is it fair for Alabama and Ohio State to just move right in without playing this weekend? When you put them side by side with TCU with a loss and not a conference championship, there's a good chance that one or both could be in, depending on that USC game.
We do know this, that no matter what happens in Atlanta Saturday, the Georgia Bulldogs are in the playoffs for a second straight year. And due to the loss to Texas A&M last week, LSU has no chance of a playoff bid. So what's at stake for the SEC championship? Start with the fact that the Bulldogs haven't won an SEC title since 2017. That is after making the championship game four times in the last 5 years. Georgia has been living on defense, but it might be the other side of the ball that takes the Dogs to the ultimate prize. So says Patrick Garvin of UGASports.com.
You know, one thing you got to look at is the red zone. I mean, this is a team that against Kentucky and Georgia Tech, only 4 of 10 scoring touchdowns in the red zone after going a stretch of three games before scoring 14 out of 16 trips in the red zone. So it's a concern. I mean, Georgia's shown, though, that they can flip a switch offensively, and all of a sudden it's moving again. You know, they're moving and grooving, especially for big games. Will they be able to flip the switch in time for Saturday is the question.
In a season that has shown us a lot of inconsistency, Georgia has probably been the closest thing to it.
Yeah, they're just not the team that we saw last year, but I don't know that they need to be. They were so dominant last year, especially on defense. Their offense has been inconsistent, but at times they've shown that they're probably more explosive even than last year's championship team. And they did not win the championship last year. So we know they want to get that one. It just means more in this league, right?
That's exactly right.
Even though
right.
this game's about the most insignificant game that we've had in the history of the SEC championship game.
That'd make a great slogan.
I thought about it.
Despite the loss to hapless A&M last week, does LSU have a chance to pull off the upset? Believe it or not, Max Howell, former college coach and recruiter, sees a path since the Tigers have had their share of surprises this season.
Because they're physical, you know, and they do have talent, and how they're going to handle Perkins. Georgia's going to have to play, you know, one of their better ball games. Well, Stetson Bennett's going to have to be on, you know, the passing game's got to be better than just accessible. They've got to be proficient. LSU's got a weakness in the secondary. But the front five or front seven is been able to get to the quarterback long enough that he didn't have to sit back and, you know, and read the defense too often. So I think all of that will play a role. Georgia should win the ball game, but I don't believe this will be a runaway. I think it'll be a fight right to the end.
And if this season has proven anything, there is nothing for certain, and that includes in this game.
Yeah, and LSU, although we saw a bad week last week, they've shown that they can play up and be good, which means because of Georgia's woes at times, we can think of a couple of games that come to mind, this could be a good ball game. And believe me, I don't care if LSU's not playing for a national championship or not. They would love to have the SEC title. They'll be ready to play.
Wouldn't that be something? Jaden Daniels been wearing a boot all week. We'll just have to wait and see how all that plays out. And one more thing. Here are a few factoids heading into championship week. Of the 10 title games, only three teams have a chance to repeat as conference champions. Michigan in the Big Ten, Texas, San Antonio in Conference USA, and Utah in the Pac-12. Those are also the only teams to make it back to their respective championship games. There are no rematches, which isn't unusual. It hasn't happened, but a total of 10 times since these games began back in 1992. And it was Florida and Alabama that have done it the most. Three times they have played a rematch game. The last rematch took place in the Sun Belt when Appalachian State and Louisiana Lafayette met in 2018 and 19. Several teams have a chance to win a conference championship game for the first time, including Tulane in the AAC, North Carolina in the ACC, Purdue in the Big Ten, TCU in the Big 12, North Texas in Conference USA, and Ohio in the MAC, and Troy in the Sun Belt. Several more are making their first appearance, including Tulane, Purdue, Ohio, North Texas, and Troy. Three teams enter the weekend with perfect records: Georgia, TCU, and Michigan, while two teams have the worst records at 7-5, North Texas and Toledo, but they've still got a chance. This week's U.S. Farm Raised Catfish Catch of the Week takes us to the American Athletic Conference, where a berth in the conference championship game was on the line when Central Florida scored with 20 seconds left to beat South Florida on this 14-yard pass from Mikey Keene to Alec Holler. Mark Daniels has the call on the Knights Radio Network.
Up at the 25, throwing to the end zone. Touchdown, Alec Holler.
Remember, for the tailgate tent or the pregame party, U.S. Farm Raised Catfish is always the winning catch. To find out more, visit uscatfish.com.
This is the Lindy's Football Report.
It's the season of savings at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right now, score great prices on everything you need for outdoor cooking, camping, hunting, tailgating, and holiday gatherings. Plus, get the latest apparel and shoes from brands like Nike, Adidas, The North Face, and Under Armour. Shop your local store or enjoy easy two-hour in-store pickup on Academy.com orders. Now it's a great time to gear up for Christmas and save on all the gifts that get more fun. Shop the season of savings at Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Saturdays are all about college football. Your tailgate matters too. Make it great with U.S. Farm-Raised Catfish. Catch up on all the great recipes by visiting our website. Check out our videos and learn about how U.S. Farm-Raised Catfish makes every Saturday exceptional, no matter the outcome of the biggest games. As always, it's fresh from our ponds to your plate. Remember, like we say every week, For the tailgate tent or the pregame party, U.S. farm-raised catfish is always the winning catch. Find out more. Visit uscatfish.com.
Lindy's, America's leader in providing great magazines and specialty publications covering the gamut of sports. For daily updates, check out lindysports.com with original content, including features, columns, and predictions. lindysports.com also features photo galleries, fantasy sports news, and up-to-the-minute items to keep you abreast of events from the ever-changing realm of sports. Lindy's, America's leading sports authority.
The Lindy's Football Report.
We are 1 week away from the announcement of the playoff teams. What will it look like? Here's Michael Butler.
It's year 9 of the 14 college football playoff. 13 different teams have comprised the first 32 spots of the field. Alabama has the most with 7. With only 4 openings, every year at least one Power 5 champion is guaranteed to be left out. In the inaugural CFP, Baylor and TCU missed out as co-champs of the Big 12. At that point, the conference had no championship game. 13 Power 5 champs have been denied entry in the first 8 years by the selection committee, while 5 Power 5 non-conference champions have been selected. Independent Notre Dame has 2 of those. Last year's SEC runner-up Georgia made the field last year and won it all. Alabama didn't make the SEC championship game in 2017, but they made the playoff and they won it all. Ohio State has also reached the CFP without winning the Big Ten. They did it in 2016. The Buckeyes and Crimson Tide won't win league titles this year and are on the outside looking in. And look in they will, pulling for the underdogs. Those conference title games have significance, even if you're not a participant.
We bring in Lynn Scarborough from Lindy's and lindysports.com. Lynn, we wrap up the regular season. Now we get into the championship games, but not before we have some upsets.
Absolutely. And you and I have talked earlier. I think that there's more times this year in the latter part of the season when teams that really control their own destiny blew it and were upset. You know, I was thinking of Tennessee and South Carolina a couple of weeks ago, and this past week we had Clemson with one loss. If they win the ACC championship, you know, they're in a position to make a case for the Final Four. LSU, if there was any two-loss team get in there, LSU was in the prominent place to be the most likely one. They lose to Texas A&M that's had one of the most disappointing seasons in the country.
It looks like 3 of the 4 are probably set. There are many saying that TCU, no matter what happens this weekend, will get in. But there's Ohio State and even Alabama sitting on the outside looking in, hoping somebody or if not two teams lose.
Yeah, I agree. I think that probably we know the teams. I think Georgia is in whether or not they win or lose. I think Michigan is as well. And I believe the same thing with TCU. These are teams that went through the regular season undefeated and played for their conference championship. Then you get into other teams, though. You get into teams that, you know, Ohio State just has the one loss, and it's to Michigan, who's going to be in the Final Four, but they didn't play for their, you know, for their conference championship. You got Tennessee and Alabama that, you know, that are both have 2 losses. You know, Tennessee makes the case that, well, we beat Alabama head-to-head, and we beat LSU, and LSU beat Alabama, so we should get it. Alabama makes, you know, their case for being a traditional power in there, but neither one of them played for their championship game. So should a 2-loss team that's not playing for its conference championship, should they get moved ahead of a 1-loss team, such as Ohio State? And then you got Southern Cal, that they've got a real test because their 1-loss is to Utah. And then, you got to consider Southern Cal. You know, what's the voters going to do with Southern Cal? So you've got a lot of teams here that are in the playoff picture. You know, you still got, you know, theoretically Clemson with 2 losses, Penn State with 2 losses, Washington with 2 losses. So you got a lot of teams that could still be in the picture, but I still think probably that if I had to bet on it, I'd take Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, and TCU.
So you're in a camp that says if TCU loses, they're still in.
Yeah, I am, because I don't think it's right that a 2-loss team, particularly we got a number of 2-loss teams that will not even be playing for the conference championship. And I just don't think it's fair that a team that loses 2 games and doesn't play for its conference championship would be moved ahead of a 1-loss team that did play for its conference championship. And again, we've talked about this on this show before and others about having the 14 playoff with a Power Five conferences. And it's really not fair to me if teams are given preferential treatment when they don't play for their championships and they don't have as good a records. So I really don't see a big controversy here. I would move the team, put the teams with one loss and the ones particularly that played for the conference championship.
Before we pick some of those games, let's talk a little bit about some of the coaching changes. Matt Rhule named at Nebraska. Luke Fickell leaving Cincinnati, going to Wisconsin. Of course, Brent Key getting the job at Georgia Tech. But it seemed like everybody was kind of focused in on what happens with Auburn, Lane Kiffin situation, but it ends up being Hugh Freeze.
Yeah, and I think that was the most that the most attention was given to that. You know, the nothing against Wisconsin or Nebraska, but in the last few years they haven't played up to par. Wisconsin has some. I think that Hugh Freeze is not a bad choice. You know, he had some skeletons in his closet, but you know, other people have skeletons in their closet too. The question is the Auburn fan base that is known for being inconsistent, are they going to give Freeze a chance? I'll tell you another one that's significant is Dillingham going from Oregon as the offensive coordinator at Arizona State. You know, Dillingham was the offensive coordinator at Auburn when Bo Nix was the All-American, freshman All-American and freshman of the year in the SEC. And then he transfers out there and was very successful under Dillingham now. People may not realize Dillingham is an Arizona State alum, played ball at Arizona State. So I think that's a significant hire for Arizona State as well.
Let's see who you like in some of these conference championship games. We'll start out west. Fresno State and Boise State, Mountain West.
Yeah, I like Boise State. They're playing at home. I don't like the conference championship games that play in people's home field. You know, we've talked about the fact that might happen with a 12-team playoff, and I don't like that. I think Boise State has a better team this year. They're playing at home, and I like Boise State.
How about the ACC? They're not at a home stadium. Clemson, North Carolina.
I'm going to take Clemson. Again, you know, they're disappointing. They played their way out of the playoff by losing to South Carolina last week. You know, North Carolina's on an even worse stretch. They lost to North Carolina State last week, but they got beat by Georgia Tech the week before that. So they're on a bad streak. I think Clemson's a better team, and I'll take Clemson to win the game.
All right, Kansas State, TCU, and the Big 12.
I think TCU's in more danger to lose than maybe these other teams. Kansas State's a good team. They've been inconsistent. They had one game when they didn't even score, and then they had other games where they were very impressive against good teams. I like TCU. You know, they have to win to be sure they'll be in the playoffs. And I'm going to take TCU to win the game.
Can Purdue upset Michigan in the Big Ten championship?
Well, they can. I mean, with some of the games we've had this year, Michigan is a much better team. They're much more consistent. So I like Michigan to win that and stamp their ticket to the playoff.
Georgia and LSU in the SEC championship.
I'm going to go with Georgia. I mean, they're the better team. They're coming in hotter. LSU's got to be kind of down after really writing themselves out of a chance for the playoff, losing to a not very good Texas A&M team. So I'm going to take Georgia to win that ball game.
And then finally, your upset special on championship weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go to a championship game we haven't talked about. I'm going to pick Central Florida to knock off Tulane. Both of those teams have had really good seasons. Tulane's really been under the radar. I mean, that's a 10-win team that really has been kind of ignored in Louisiana because of LSU. I think they're both very good teams. I'm going to take Central Florida to upset Tulane and win that championship.
This has been the Lindy's Football Report, brought to you by U.S. Farm-Raised Catfish and Academy Sports and Outdoors.